Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome to I Am Resistance and the End Times. Greetings, everyone. Greetings. As always, this talk is dedicated to creating a culture of resistance to industrial civilization, a call for abolition, abolition to the evisceration of the living world, the land base, and the exploitation of all creatures by the corporatocracy and oligarchy that enslaves and deforms our mind. We must resist this insane culture of occupation that supports violence and oppression at every turn. We seek truth in a culture of lies, violence, and kitsch. This call to action, to those who will listen, a call to unite to abolish this toxic culture before it is too late. We must abolish civilization, abolish it, and restore the land base before it is uninhabitable. We must work to end exploitation of all life and learn to live as awake living beings in tune with life connected with the forbidden. Our only hope for the future of the living world is to resist this insane culture. It must be stopped, abolished. Rebellion is the only way. Radical feminism is a guide to all who want to dismantle, not reform, the domination cultures. Industrial civilization can be dismantled and never allowed to be again. We must build a culture of resistance to fight industrial civilization. We must fight and abolish this way of life. Support resistance anywhere you see it, anywhere. Challenge. Read the Deep Green Resistance. Read Feral Revolution. Read Eric Fromm's On Disobedience. Read Feral Consciousness by Julian Langer. Read Eric Jensen, of course, you know, Endgame. Read and think. Reading isn't the answer. Get out there. Pay attention. See. That's what we got to do. We must recognize the reality that we're in. We have to recognize the truth. Oh, how is everyone? I hope you're all well. Sorry I couldn't talk last week. You know, busy, you know, the life of a slave. So this week I want to talk about a video film, a documentary that's about five years old. I found it years ago, and I forgot, you know, you forget how influential it is. And it really influenced me profoundly. And it's called The Fuck It Point. And it starts with, you know, what is the definition of the fuck it point? You know, let me look that up real quick. And I think it's, you know, I put the blurb on there, and it's quite right. The fuck it point, when you have had enough, when you take matters into your own hands, you don't care what's going to happen to you, when you know that from now on you will resist with every tactic you can think is most effective. You know, that's right. And I think that's, I've passed that years ago, and I think we can see, you know, what's happening. I don't think it takes great insight to see what's happening. But to reach that point, I mean, this is a great question that Derek Jensen asks in his writing, is when do we reach the threshold for when we will respond? What will it take for us to rise up? What will it take for human beings to stop being part of this toxic culture, part of this insane consumerism to where, you know, we're destroying a living world? I mean, it's obvious. We're killing 200 species a day, according to some. Let's say that's completely wrong. Let's say we're just like, yeah, whatever, I can't believe that. I can't believe there won't be, you know, we know there's billions of species, but again, 200 species a day, it's just, you know, I can't believe that. It's absurd. Like, yeah, okay, how about three? How about three a day? That's okay? That's okay. Three, okay. Three's okay. Three's manageable. You know, three is like, you know, it's the price of doing business. You know, if you're going to make an omelet, you got to break some eggs. That mentality, you know. But I think the second point goes right into that. It looks at all aspects. I think it's very comprehensive. And I encourage everyone to watch it if you haven't. I think it's very insightful. I think it hits the points that confuses us and keeps us docile, keeps us passive, and they show really well all aspects of it. I could spend years just talking about the insights that they had, because I think authors like Derek Jensen and others have, you know, John Zerzan and others have, Keith Farnish, have really talked about the tools of disconnection that keep us divided and divisive, and as well as John Trudell. And I think they integrate that all wonderfully. Just, you know, the fuck it point with, you know, MCIV, the short documentary on Jensen's work, along with Subconscious Wars, where we get to see why we obey, you know, why we're so sucked into technology, the cybernetics, which they talk about as well. And I say, you know, they quote from a book, an author, Casey Maddox, who actually was a student of Derek Jensen, and says, "When philosophy dies, action begins." And I think that's such an excellent quotation from somebody who studied philosophy like myself for so long. And what you see is that philosophy keeps you docile, keeps you pretending that you're a critical thinker, that you keep needing to go deeper and see the roots of things, which I think is absolutely necessary. But at the same time, because of the very nature of discursive thought, it keeps you from seeing the truth, keeps you from seeing, you know, anything beyond the philosophical concepts that the academy will allow you to have, to go any deeper, to go into things that don't have to deal with the dichotomy of reason or experience, or completely, you know, left out purposefully. Purposefully. So if you talk about something like instinct, or if you talk about something that they might deem mystical, it's completely just dismissed. And I think what this documentary shows is it gives you a good, like, hey, what's the deal? Why is this happening? You know, what's the, you know, I thought of the progress trap that we're in. We've created a progress trap. If you watch the short history of progress, there's a book, and I read the book, and there's a well-produced documentary about the idea of progress and where we've reached this point, you know. And what we see is, you know, sickness, debt, slaves, dependency, this climate change, the apathy of separation, you know, just so much is going on, the just wholesale destruction of the living world. And again, the mind minds that Trudell reminds us about, it's ongoing thing that we don't see because it's not part of our daily lives. We don't really perceive it, but we do in the damage. What we consider so-called mental illness is disconnection, that disconnection. And I think in the video, they show it extremely well. This goes back to what I was talking about a few weeks ago in talk four, when we talk about why are we so sedentary and docile? Why are we allowing this to happen? Why are we following? You know, why are we obedient to something that is clearly an atrocity? Why do we follow? Why do we get distracted with all this nonsense? Why do we get distracted with you know, this culture of kitsch where there's no substance and no one can see any truth whatsoever because they're all lost in perception. I had someone talk to me this week say, because I said that we are slaves, they say, how do you know you're a slave, white man? I mean, that was what was implied. It wasn't said that directly. But that, how do you know you are a slave? And, you know, in a sense, can say, well, I don't feel like a slave. I don't feel like a slave. Of course not, because I'm taught to not see the fences anymore. I have privileges. Hey, I'm not a slave. Like, in, you know, if you watch any of the show Black Mirror, you know, how the layers of technology, the layers of ideology over reality can make us, you know, not be able to understand what's happening, to not be able to see it. I don't mean just understand it, to see it, and I don't mean visually. To see what's happening, to get to the roots of something. When you get into the roots and you see language for what it is, you understand. You can see what's happening. The whole goal of our upbringing is to get us not to see, to get us to see what we're told to see from the categories that are given to us. And those are the only ones that count. That's it. You want to add some? As long as they serve the masters of society, the masters of mankind, as Adam Smith said, as Chomsky likes to use, the masters of mankind will use anything to serve them. They have used discursive thought and consciousness to keep us following without thought, without question. That's the goal. To give us the illusion of freedom when we see that freedom is in fact the ones that they give us is part of slavery. That's the whole goal, is to get us to love our enslavement. And that's what they, I think they show very well. How this has happened is we've been, you know, given this sort of inferiority complex that we're sort of now taught that we're all just these cut off, individualized, vacuous things that only see what we're told to see. And if I have negative thoughts, that it's really my fault. They point that out so wonderfully in the documentary where this little guy pops up to a TV and he's just like, what the fuck, man? You know, and it's like, you want to blame me? I'm just a slave to a system. And you taught me to blame myself. And then it's my fault because I take too long of showers, or I use consumer electronics, or because I drive a car, right? When you, the system, the masters of mankind who are killing the earth and go, you know, unnoticed, purposefully, because we put those things in front of them, the governments, when it's the corporatocracy that runs it all. And then those who are awake are preoccupied. Preoccupied. When he talked about that toward the latter part of the doc, the preoccupation with just trying to make a living. How do you rise up unless you that's why you saw any resistance movements throughout history, they would have to go and commit robberies to be able to survive, and they needed money because they're still completely dependent on the system for their resistance. Because that's the whole point here. That's the whole point of all of this, is that you have a few people that control everything. And there's really only a few things that is everything, which is water, food. That's it. They control those basic things. Oh, and a place to stand. So they control, if they take away your water, you're done. You know, that's how they start. 3 days without water, right? 3 days, 3 minutes without air. So if they take your air, you know, as in like put a bag over your head or don't let you breathe anymore. So you got 3 minutes, 3 days, and 3 weeks without food. So if they pollute the air, which they've already done, hence we see so much sickness. Sickness is part of this life system that we have created. I mean, you can just sit in any urban or any city, even not city, and you see traffic, cars sitting there just pumping out that CO2. Thousands and millions and now billions. Gee, you know, I saw a report that says 1.7 million children die a year from directly from their scientific research, if you accept that, which you should to some extent, because you see that they've done, hey, hello, we have reason to believe this. We have reason to think this. Not that science is the end, but, you know, it shows us in the sense of like, hello, we have reason to believe this since you're inhaling all of this crap all the time. You're ingesting all of this crap. Bad things happen to you. Duh. I mean, it doesn't take a PhD. It doesn't take a specialist. It doesn't take any specialization to know when toxicity is all around you. And that's that point, you know, is that we know what's going on. You know, it's so they control those basic essential things for us to survive. Any of us who have been homeless know what it's like in that sense, where you can't pee because you go to, you know, you go to prison, you don't, they'll arrest you, so you have to do it very carefully. Where do you get water? You got to find water. Nowadays with technology, you can't even use a payphone because they don't exist anymore. God forbid if you don't have a cell. You know, it's that whole thing of how do we keep you in line is to say, do you want this to happen to you? If you want this to happen to you, do what we don't want. If you want this to happen to you, then you follow. So if you, anybody that has those privileges like some of us to see Netflix, there's a show called Black Mirror that's out of the UK. And the first episode, you know, show, it's called Nosedive, and it shows how people are going around rating each other. And those that have a low rating have less access to things like car loans or home loans or even being able to go to your job if you have too low. If people turn on you and you don't have popularity or people aren't rating you, your rating goes down 1 through 5. And so you're always going around trying to be nice or, you know, be friendly so you can get good ratings, because the higher ratings you have, the more access you have. And that's where we are in so many ways. Social media captures us that way because it keeps us distracted, just as sports do or anything else. That's one of the things. How is this happening? Well, one of them was we get fragmented messages, so we don't know what to believe, and we're kept completely like, I don't know what's going on. So I got to just, in that confusion, I'm taught just to focus on myself. I got to just focus on myself. And now all over the media now is the attack on the alternate media, whatever that is. You know, that there's fake news everywhere, fake news, fake news. Nobody knows what to believe, you know, and then all the, everybody's going around just again. But here's the point. They're all like hens, you know, just pecking away in the fact that they don't see that they're confined. So if someone, that person that said, how do you know that you're a slave? I know I'm a slave because I am owned. I know I'm a slave because I am owned, just like you are owned. Whether you're owned by a nation, your nation is owned by a corporation, and that's how it is. And you can't leave it. If you leave it, it's those, you have your only three outcomes, which is homelessness, which you're still owned, prison, which is another place for just another layer of slavery. Criminality is to label people who won't go along, and that's what they do to them. They turn them, criminality is turning them into slaves, which they already are. It's just another layer of suffering that's imposed upon them, another a punitive attempt. It's just another layer of cruelty. That's what it is to criminalize a human being. How did you deal with 4 million blacks after the Civil War, after the emancipation? You criminalized being black. That's still what's happening to this day. They criminalize the African Americans so that they can still take thousands and thousands of black people and turn them into slaves. And they do it legally. You have 5% of the population that make up 40% of the prison population. Hello? This is a systematic, as always, a systematic assault on minorities or anyone. Anyone that doesn't play along. It don't matter what color you be. Anyone that the system doesn't like or the system wants to use and abuse, they will do so. And then they will legalize that. So then they have carte blanche to do what they want. Police aren't there to protect and serve you, and you know it. They're there to control you, because that's what it's about, control. It always has been, domination, and they show that very well. And it's always about us. What are we doing? What are we doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? As opposed to seeing really what's going on within the system and how you are in the system. This is not about our psychology. You have to get rid of that. You have to see it for what it is. This is about a rebellion away from discursive thought, about connectivity, connection, connection. And it's not about the psychology of it, because there is no psychology in connection, because it's not about likes and dislikes, attractions or desires. That's the desire is instinctive. But we can't even comprehend that, because it's not a part of us anymore. We're separate. They even talk about that, which I was very impressed with. This isn't a problem-solving activity. We already know the problem. The problem is civilization. The problem is this way of life of disconnection and separation. We see it for what it is. That's the key, to see it for what it is. And a lot of people do. It doesn't mean they're any less captured. We're so quick to want to dismiss anything that doesn't have a quick, easy solution. So what do you do? What do people say? Well, so, okay, I hear what you're saying, but what do I do with that? And I always say the same thing, resist any way you can. Keep reminding yourself. Like, well, that depresses me. That depresses me to remind myself that I'm a slave. I'm like, well, I'm sorry, but that's what it takes to shatter the you need a double breakthrough. As Eric Fromm, the psychologist philosopher, said, to break through narcissism, to break through egotism. Because all you care about is your ego and your narcissism. We have to break through that. We have to shatter it. We have to dissolve it. We have to see. In seeing, there is that clarity. And again, we can't just keep relying on the cyclical toxic psychology that says, oh, I can just make myself happy, and that's the key. How do I make myself happy so I can function? You function or you don't. And again, what is that? That analysis of what function is just a way to be able to find your way, to be able to survive in this shithole system and make a living. And making that living is the ultimate goal. But again, it's supposed to bring about this lie, which is happiness. This lie that if I just get these ducks in a row, if I just achieve these things, that I will have my place in the world and that I will feel content. I will feel connected. I will feel nourished. And that never is the case. And we know it. It's not the case at all. We chase an illusion to get to a lie, and we reach the lie, and we get there, and then we blame ourselves. We blame ourselves for our disillusionment, when disillusionment is exactly what we need. Disillusion. Get rid of the illusion and start seeing what is. And then you can work from a position, not of inadequacy or just simply rage or just being reactive, but you can be active. You can actually act. You can be in the process of acting while you're living and not have to fall into the nonsense of cognitive dissonance, because there is no dissonance for slaves. There's no dissonance at all. You are a fucking slave. And if you see that, you reach that point, that fucking point, where you're like, I'm ready. I'm ready to do what needs to be done because you see it. I think the number one reason why we don't do anything is because we can't. Because we don't see an alternative. We see like, okay, so what happens after? What happens after, you know, all these things that you think, you know, like you want to do? And I'm like, no. First, see what's happening here. There's no good outcome. There's no good outcome. None. There can't be. The system's created to where whatever's going to happen, collapse, absolute collapse, is an inevitability. But to sit by and just say, okay, well, I'll just wait till it happens another 10,000 species later, as we sit and wait for our 3 minutes of air to go away, for our 3 days of water, for our 3 weeks of food, because that's what we're talking about. And that's what keeps us in place, is that a lot of us have children. A lot of us are in a place where we can't just rise up. We won't organize because everybody's afraid. That's what we're really talking about. Nobody wants to go to jail. Nobody wants to be murdered outright, which you will be. And that's a tough one. That's a real tough one, because nobody wants to be murdered. You're like, yeah, please. Yeah, sure. Line me up against the wall. I'm ready. You know, no, because who's going to take care of my children? Are you? No. If you remember the film, The Green Mile, they kill us with our love. That's exactly it. We are held hostage by it. But being awake to that doesn't necessarily cause dissonance. It's the time of saying, when people are ready to rise up, they will. And all I can do is say, hey, let's do it. And that's what they say in the video. Let's go. Let's go. Any way you can. So you have all these slaves hacking on other slaves saying, oh, you're hurting the movement. You're hurting this. Some feminists attacking other, you know, the trans attacking this and them attacking the trans. You know, and you're all slaves, man. I don't care what clothes you wear, how you want to identify. The very nature of identity itself is a lie. See it. Identity is a lie. How you see yourself is egotism and narcissism. Let go of that lie. Let go of that toxic psychology that keeps you enslaved and makes you want more slavery. That's the key. That's Huxley's point, that they get us to love our servitude. And it's not service. Oh, give to your community. Your community is a slave, as is enslaved, and they want you to be a slave. This whole nonsense, the whole public service nonsense, is to keep us docile and following along while industrial civilization strip mines the earth, destroys all the species, takes all the trees, consumes everything, and leaves nothing behind. Nothing for future generations, nothing for those, for the insects, nothing for the birds, nothing for anything. It just destroys it wholesale because it's disconnected from everything, completely narcissistic, autistic, and completely mad for consumption. You can't reason with it, and it can't make any sense but to do what it is. It is just mechanical. We've been reduced to machines, plugged in, and that's how we get through our days, our weeks, our months, our years. We work. We have our weekends if we're lucky. We work our asses off so we can have that a few more minutes of air, to have, you know, three more days of water, to have 3 more weeks of food. And that's why they started with, hey guys, this is all they're doing to keep you there. Keeping you from, hey, do you want to breathe? You want to drink what you need? You got to have it. You want to eat? Because we control it all. And if you want any of those things, you have to help destroy the environment. You have to destroy yourselves. You have to disconnect. And that's what they do. That's what they want. And we don't question it. What we do is we react. We see all the toxic and it's horrible, and we use alcohol and drugs, or we exercise, or we do all these things to distract us. We're always looking for distractions because we need that as opposed to see what is. It's awful, no question. The impact is terrible. But instead of reaching the fuck it point, we just internalize it, make it about ourselves. We intensify the narcissism and egotism, and then we anesthetize our instinct, which is exactly what they want us to do. That documentary shows the whole nine. I encourage you passionately to watch it and study it. Not just watch it once, study it. Spend some time with it. Study it. See it for what it is. See it. Encourage other people to watch and look into other things. Read The Feral Revolution. It's free on the Anarchist Library. Excellent. All right, y'all. Until next time.